This is Twit.
Last night, I finally had it. I read this story. By the way, we've reported on this. We've been reporting on this for over a year. Facebook, I've told people for more than a year, don't do Facebook quizzes because Facebook allows a quiz designer not only to get all the information about you because you took the quiz, but, and this is incredibly infuriating, they also allow the quiz designer to get information about your friends. Facebook says, well, wait a minute. No, we only allow that to improve. Let me see if I can find the stupid quote. We're only allowing collection of friends' data to improve user experience in the app. It can't be sold or used for advertising, except that's exactly what Cambridge Analytica did. And now we know for a fact, even though we've known this for a while, we now have a whistleblower who has told the story of how Cambridge Analytica basically stole 50 million Facebook profiles, got all the information they need. Cambridge Analytica is owned by the Robert Mercer family and was run at the time by Steve Bannon. And, of course, the information was intended to be used by Trump during the campaign. Although, I don't blame Cambridge Analytica as much as I blame Facebook for even allowing this to happen. And you probably could say that other campaigns had done the same thing. The whistleblower said that they, since early 2014, they built a system that would profile U.S. voters in order to target them with personalized political advertisements. We exploited Facebook to harvest millions of people's profiles and built models to exploit what we knew about them and target their inner demons. This was the basis the entire company was built on.
You know, it's funny because Dan Patterson, who writes for me, was on this story in August of 2016. He was one of the first to write about this. And he was on it from when Ted Cruz's campaign were using Cambridge Analytica. And he was saying that there's just something fishy about this and it doesn't smell right. And it's amazing that we just didn't pay attention, that enough people did not pay attention to this.
I was up in Orange a year ago. The Observer, which broke this story, saw the documents, and this was confirmed by a Facebook statement that said that by late 2015, Facebook knew that this information had been harvested on an unprecedented scale. It did not alert users. It took only limited steps to recover and secure the private information. And in fact, this really frustrates me. When Facebook was told by the Observer that we have this information, we're going to go live with a story tomorrow, then and only then they kicked Cambridge Analytica off the platform.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
They knew. Like they knew.
They knew for years.
And really did nothing. It was completely a cover-up of everything that was happening to that. And the thing is that no company can police itself. We need to have legislation that's in place. I'm sorry. Yes, legislation, government, I hear you. But no one can police themselves.
I agree with you 100%, Georgia. But Facebook's a black box to Congress and to regulators.
It can't be, right? Like, it can't be.
How do you get that information if they don't want to give it?
Well, if they want to operate in the United States, they're going to have to be able to let people know how something's run. What is the information going to be used for? Their EULAs have to be something that's readable to everyone that's going to be able to deal with it. And people, we have to reinstate educating people that work in the government about technology, which, you know, we've ended up defunding.
So why doesn't Facebook just relocate to the Philippines? They're already in tight with the Philippine president. We've already seen accusations leveled at Facebook saying that they are actively supporting the regime of Duterte over there, who's
horrible.
I don't want to get too carried away, but carrying out terrible things against the citizens. So Facebook could just up from Silicon Valley and relocate to the Philippines and continue on, and the U.S. government has effectively zero control, right?
Yeah, it's true. Like, the thing is, there are three companies right now that are disrupting markets, that are turning society upside down in so many ways. And it's because they are 5 to 10 years ahead of everybody else on data, and they know more about us than we know about ourselves, and they're using that data to monetize the living crap, you know, out of everything that they have. And they are incented to keep that as private and as proprietary as possible, because it's a gold mine, right? It's an absolute gold mine.
Their incentive to keep it to themselves, because if they give it away, they lose control. Somebody else can monetize. So the thing that, the thing here is that I'm willing to bet a substantial sum of money that the executives inside of Facebook are mega pissed that someone else is making money from their data. Right?
That's the problem with Cambridge Analytica.
They're not making that much.
You're supposed to buy that from us. What do you get? And the thing that frustrates me is I don't take Facebook quizzes because I know that that gives them your information. That's, you know, you see these quizzes. Which Game of Thrones character are you? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? How's your spelling? And my, I see so many people on my timeline saying, see how smart I am? I'm in the 99th percentile in spelling. I'm saying, you're not smart. You're a moron. You just took that quiz. That was a dopey quiz. That was made up quiz. They just wanted your personal information. But you know what really frosts me is, I don't take the quiz. Doesn't matter. My friends did. They got my information. Yeah. And that's infuriating.
It's true. It was like 270,000 people downloaded the app and 500 million people's information is out there. Yeah. So that's a huge amount of people that did not do it. And you're still, because you're part of the ecosystem, in the end, the only thing that matters to Facebook is if you delete Facebook and ask them to delete all the data that they have on you, because they're going to keep it anyways. And in the end, the amount of media literacy that we teach to our children and to ourselves, like we are so easily sucked into these applications for internet points that it's pretty sad.
The good news is, thanks to the EU and the GDPR, Facebook now has a way to actually permanently delete your information. In the past, when you got off of Facebook, they would deactivate your account for 6 months, hoping that you would at some point accidentally log in and they go, oh, welcome back. By the way, when you leave Facebook, I should have done this on the air because it's hysterical. They put pictures of all your friends and they look sad and they say, it literally said, Georgia Dow is so sorry you're leaving Facebook. Do you want to send her a note telling her why? It's the most offensive
emotional blackmail.
MG. So now you can do a complete delete of your Facebook data. And I really think this is because coming in May, they were going to get in trouble with the EU if they didn't offer this. So there's, it's not just deactivating. It does still take 2 weeks. So last night, and I see here Facebook saying it'll take 90 days to delete all the things you've posted. Well, we'll see. Why would it take 90 days? Aren't computers a little faster?
They're hoping you're going to come back.
Right.
Caches.
It's not just the data that's in the primary system, but to do a complete deletion, you have to reach into all of the backups.
Well, I hope they do this. Anyway, I said this is it. The only way to really punish Facebook, yes, they should be regulated. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, Mark Warner's Honest Ads bill should go through, and that should require that, just as on radio and TV, political ads, you have to be identified. You have to say this ad was paid for by so-and-so. That's not a requirement in digital advertising. It should be. That, I hope, happens. But it's still not going to – you don't we know Mark Zuckerberg well enough by now? That's not going to stop.
Are we ever going to see an adult in charge of these companies, like an actual grown-up instead of these overblown teenagers that actually
he's a grown-up. He's maximizing revenue. This is a grown-up who has become one of the richest men in the world. That's a grown-up.
Grown-ups are no better. Grown-ups are no better. In the end, any of these companies, all they want to do is make money. And I get it, but we have to make sure that we
I don't even blame Facebook or the engineers. They're doing what, you know, this is capitalism. They're doing what they have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders to do, maximize profit. They're supposed to do it legally. Okay, honestly, that's probably not right, but they're not completely legal. But they're trying their best to be sort of quasi-legal. but they're maximizing profit. That's fine. So instead of saying, let's regulate them, I'm going to vote with my feet. And by the way, this is not the first time I've quit Facebook, but this is the last time. I'm never going back. I'm going to remember, Leo. No,
I'm never going back. When you go back to Facebook, I'm going to be like,
I don't think I'm alone in this. We learned Facebook even said that 2 million fewer users under 18 in the past year. I think this is the beginning of an exodus, and I really believe this might be the final straw for a lot of users.